They didn't really
Love
have a shot.
Talk Radio.
Had no shot against the Lakers. So, you know, but this was always a Knicks town, man. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Before we get to the phones, let me shout out Jose Diaz, team hashtag new, Andrew Lopez, what's going on? Dr. X, what's going on? Team hashtag new. So to everybody, we're going to get to Ron in 2 seconds. Hang tight. Yeah, go ahead. Colito, go ahead, babe.
Okay. Going to go from Cleveland. I think him and Dave will catch something. See, Dave is in the green room. Remember Ron Cleveland having a coffee, having a powwow?
Yeah, having a powwow. He hasn't called in a while, man. He's got to catch up.
Yeah, like, how to keep, you know?
Yeah. You know, the AI situation, I agree with him. You know, it was just too much. Even though he and Melo did lead that mm-hmm. first year he got there, it was just Chauncey brought the better balance. You know, being able to he didn't need the Rock to be effective, still able to score off ball. Obviously, Melo was going to dominate the ball in that regard. So you needed a more balance from your floor general. That's what you brought.
Yeah, man. I wish we had Chauncey on the Knicks a little bit earlier because when Chauncey came over here, that little short stint that he was, whoa, like the effect he had on the team
floor general
was immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what? And I'm so mad the injuries took him out.
Yeah, he caught like a weird thigh injury.
Because him and Melo together for like a season, a whole year, the right coach, I think, could have done something.
Ron Cleveland joins us, JLS. Ron, how you feeling, man? Welcome back.
Man.
It's been a while, JLS. He needs to hear that.
JLS.
What's going on, fellas? How you feeling,
Ron?
How you feeling, man? It's good to hear from you, man.
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just trying to stay out of people's way, man. You know, this COVID-19 don't want to go nowhere, so I'm trying to stay in the house and stay out of this way. You heard me?
True story.
Yeah, man. But I didn't get a chance to fully listen to that Kenyon Martin interview. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it. You know, but what I wanted to touch on, man, is, you know, this coaching search and a few of the players I think need to go and who I think we should keep. First off, in that coaching search, man, I was on the Tim's bandwagon of getting Tim's, but I'm kind of feeling like we need to go in a young direction, man, a hungry coach, you know what I mean? Somebody that's willing to go make a name for themselves, man, and the more and more I feel in my gut, It keeps screaming Becky Hammon to me, man. I'm feeling like whoever gets her is going to be happy, man. And I don't care about no gender. You know what I mean? The fact that she's a female, I don't care about none of that. You know what I mean? I care whether or not you can connect the players, you can reach them, you can get their attention. And from what I've seen with her being on that bench with Pop, you know she done absorbed the game from him. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't she win the Summer League as a coach 1 year in San Antonio?
Yeah, she did, right? Yes, she did.
Yeah, so, you know, in my mind, man, you go with some young, hungry people, man. And so far, it's players on that team that got to go. Kevin Knox is an enigma.
I knew that was coming first. You knew that was coming first, dude.
And I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill him, man. You know, some players take longer. I know that to be the case. But there's something we know, the bright lights in New York City, it blinds a lot of people, man, and they can't handle it. You know, and so my thing is, if I was Leon Rose, being that he didn't get a chance to really be with the guy that long, I would hold Kevin Knox at least until the trade deadline to give him an opportunity to see if he's improved. You know what I mean? And if he don't approve by that trade deadline, then you ship him. You know, but I would not ship him this offseason. I wouldn't move him. Dennis Smith Jr., as far as I'm concerned about him, he can go right now. They can cut ties with him.
Yeah, man.
And Frank Ntilikina is another enigma for me because he done been here a while. I love a defensive-minded player, and I saw flashes, but to me it just seemed like – think about this, man. Every coach that we've had with Frank, none of them has stayed the course with him, man. Like they just don't stick with him long. For whatever reason, they just don't stick with him long. I don't know if it's the residue from Phil.
Ron, I think that's part of the problem, too, man. It's like you looking at Cap, you looking at Frank. They're looking at new president, new coach standing there every year.
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
Yeah, there's no consistency. So both of those guys, I would say hold on to them guys till like midseason, man. And if their game don't improve by midseason, and truly let the guys play, you know what I mean? 20, 25 minutes a game, let them guys really play consistent minutes. And if they ain't improving by midseason, then you ship them. But to ship them guys right now, from what I'm hearing, but Kevin Knox being gone, I don't think that'll be a smart move by Leon Rose to get rid of him right now, unless we're going to bring in a stud. That's the only way. But with that, fellas, hey, good to be back, man. Hey, y'all gonna be hearing more of me, man. The season about to start back up. You heard me? And I'm just ready for us to get rolling, man. I'm just ready for us to get rolling.
Hope so, man.
Good
to hear back. Good to hear from you. Stay healthy and be safe out there, man. Definitely good to hear from
you. Is Kevin Knox gonna be gone though? I know I've heard that on the fence sometimes, but I don't think he's necessarily gone, man.
None of these kids have trade value. They don't, except for RJ, except for Mitch. So in my opinion, the best thing the Knicks can do is find a coach that can continue to develop. They have no trade value, JL. You know, Ron mentioned, you know, the only way he's traded is going to get a stud. You're not getting a stud. Unless you're going to package up three more players.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks have nobody of value right now that any team really wants. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the return is not usually – it's not really even worth it.
No point. Yeah. There's no point. On the Becky Hammon front, you know, some people want Becky Hammon. Some people want Becky Hammon. I think my opinion is – and it's not a gender thing. I think I want somebody who is not their first rodeo. The Knicks are not a first rodeo job.
I agree.
I don't think that's it. I would still like to stick it young. And so I would go Kenny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would go Tibbs. But I still think you need somebody that can really navigate. This is difficult. This ain't the Denver Nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's not. All you're under a microscope here, and I agree with you. My thing with Becky, like anybody other than Spurs tree, I'm intrigued with. But my only thing with Becky Hammon was just like you said, she did not have the NBA experience on the NBA floor. Yeah, I almost feel like even G League experience to me is a little more valuable to Summer League to me. Only because I feel like it's like a longer stretch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I still kind of like the Mike Millers and the guys that have done more stuff in the G League than necessarily the Summer League. But like you said, man, I want somebody who's already been in the NBA and can fight the ship that way. There's a lot of pressure to lead these guys.
These guys do not last. They don't last. It's a couple years. The Hornets take a couple years. These guys don't last. You need to have patience. Let these guys cook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying she can't do the job. She probably can. I'm sure she's going to be a hell of a coach.
Let's be honest. Half these guys on the list, I'm saying the same thing about as much potential as they have.
So let's talk about the list, because the list has expanded now to 10 candidates, JF. You had 10 candidates, and who we spoke about with Kenyon Martin is on Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd's name is popping up. Ian Begley, shout out to Ian Begley, because he was the first one that said that the Knicks would be interested in bringing Kidd in. It was announced tonight that Mark Stein in the New York Times that the Lakers have granted the Knicks permission to talk to Jason. We do know that Jason Kidd was coaching with the Nets as soon as he left the Knicks, started coaching with the Nets.
Yep.
44-38 record with the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up leaving. It was rumored that he left because there was a power struggle.
Yeah,
he wanted power in the front office, tried a strong arm.
He wanted to be coach the GM.
Wanted to be coach the GM right away. Goes to Milwaukee, gets credited for developing the freak.
Yeah.
Turning the freak into a point forward, slowing him down a little. You know, slowing
forward
him down. Forward thinking. You know, in which the freak has been excelling in that role. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, let's just be honest. But then he hit a wall. Yeah. And then they hit a hole. 2016-17 season, Bucks had a winning record, 42-40, but they were eliminated in the first round by the Raptors. Kid had a 23-22 record with the Bucks midway through the 2017 season before he was fired. Bucks GM John Horst stated that the Bucks ownership wanted to move in enough direction and thank Kid for his role in the letter to the fans. Kind of quick trigger, though.
I mean, the expectations were big at that point.
You think for the Bucks?
I think so. I feel like they ended that season with the hopes of building on last season. And it seemed like, if I remember correctly at the time, it seemed like they were underperforming for what the expectation was from last season. Like, they expected to take at least a step forward, and they weren't really.
He was one game over 500 halfway through the season, Jalen. I don't know. That's kind of fishy, man.
But then you look at the next season, and they explode.
Well, that's true. That's true. Budenholzer comes in and take off. Interesting. Like Kmart said, maybe J. Kidd has learned from his previous thing. Humble himself a little bit. He's a new coach with the Lakers. What say you?
What say I? First, my first thought was I'm scared of Jason Kidd because of that. I think he secretly still hates us.
Hey, you was Nick's hate, man. What's he, bro?
Yeah, I feel like Jason Kidd is petty. Like, I feel like he would get to the finals and then lose the game because he hates us.
I think Jason Kidd is a coach.
Yeah, it's one of those things where he's been well. He's a point guard. He's obviously a smart point guard. He's regarded as a guy who knows. But it's just a different animal managing an entire team, managing egos. That's like a whole other skill set. And he might have jumped things a little bit fast, as good as he is. And maybe him being slowed down could help. Who knows?
Possible.
Remains to be seen.
Certainly possible. Another candidate on the list, Dale, is surprising to me, is former Cavs championship head coach, currently with the Warriors championship assistant coach, Mike Brown. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when you saw Mike Brown's name?
I
was quite underwhelmed.
My thoughts were, that was my first
book. Straight up, I was like, what? Mike Brown? And you know, that name had come up during the Fizdale hire that time as well. Like,
I must have been a repressed memory. I don't remember his name coming up.
He did. Mike Brown, I don't know if he had ever interviewed before they hired Fizdale, but Mike Brown's name did come up during the search last you know, 2 years ago.
I don't know. I'm definitely not confident. Like, J-Kid, you know, kind of on the fence, maybe not. Mike Brown? No.
He's another from the pop tree. I thought we liked the guys from the pop tree, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, the whole LeBron thing, I feel like LeBron just overshadows everybody.
Yeah. It's hard to really evaluate a coach that's paired with LeBron, man.
Oh, yeah. You just don't know who's really coaching.
Yeah. Although Spoelstra's been doing that all the time.
Spoelstra isn't anything. Spoelstra's the real deal. When he left, he was still moving. I was like, okay, Fultz is an actual coach. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you see what had to happen for us to believe him.
Sure.
Yeah, the LeBron had to leave. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, he's a coach.
Yeah. So Mike Brown, his name is on the list. So we'll see what happens. 10 coaches. Now, speaking of Spoelstra light, JL, there's also San Antonio Spurs assistant coach, and his name is Will Hardy. Will Hardy, JL, is 32 years old. Shout out to Mike Volkanoff of the Athletic. Chat see Will Hardy, 32 years old, Spurs assistant coach. Worked on the Spurs staff as an assistant on the Popovich for 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Team videographer for Team USA in the FIBA World Cup. Spent his entire career in the Spurs organization as it started as a basketball operations intern in 2010. Coached the Spurs Summer League team in Utah from 2016 to 2018 and Vegas from 2017 to 2018. Comes from the Pop tree once again. Like Budenholzer and Mike Brown, Brett Brown at the Sixers, Monty Williams, James Borrego with Charlotte right now.
Right. Yeah, anybody from the Pop, most people from the Pop tree, it's Mike Brown.
And here's Pop's quotes on him. He said he's a talented young mind, good learner, became someone who understood what was important as far as winning and losing, development on an individual basis for a player. Spent a lot of time over the last few years with Chad Fourcier, Chip Englund, watching the drills, techniques, and how we approach those young kids for vitamins that they do every day. Those things like player development is really his strength. Kawhi Leonard's coach on the Wolves, a great guy, loves what he does. He dissects my games, gives me my weaknesses, work on strengths. That was from Kawhi Leonard. Will Hardy, 32 years old.
Okay. See,
Scrubbing guy.
All right. Young buck.
Yeah, I mean, people are looking at him as a potential savant or prodigy, but again, I wouldn't. It's not a Brad Stevens type of situation. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough. It's rough.
You know
what I mean? Looks nice on paper.
Yeah.
Rough.
I don't see it that way. Now, you also have Dallas defensive coordinator by the name of Jamal Mosley. Six seasons under Rick Carlisle. Carlisle speaks highly of great young coach, great communicator. Says Carlisle thinks he'll be a head coach somewhere sooner or later. He says, weather for the Knicks is somewhere else, there. So I didn't know if that was a backhand compliment to Carlisle today.
He's like, listen, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was tight about the Fizdale situation, so.
I don't know if I want that around.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, for him to recommend Mosley, didn't a little halfway recommendation.
Okay, I get it. Put a little bit of shade. Fired your man. Got it.
Mosley also spent 4 seasons with the Cavs as an assistant coach. And was a Nugget player development coach for the Sixers.
All right.
So those were the 3 latest. And as Begley said, 10 candidates in all, Dale, so far. We have Jason Kidd. We have Jamal Mosley, Will Hardy, Mike Brown. You have Chicago Bulls assistant Chris Fleming. You have Sixers assistant Ime Udoka, who's right now is rumored to be the favorite Chicago job. You have Orlando assistant Pat Delaney. Mike Woods, 16th.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommended by Kenny Martin. So, great fail. You have Tibbs. You have Atkinson. And you have Miller.
Anybody feel like Miller?
I mean, people have been, when you take a feeling, take the pulse across the nation, people still want Miller for the job. I don't think he's going to get it. He's not going to get it. I can almost say he's not going to get it.
Interesting enough, Fritz says, I don't know what to make of this house. His theory, usually when they expand the search, is because the current coach probably killed their inner team. That's an interesting theory. What made you say that? I want to know.
What, meaning Miller killed his interview?
That's what he's saying.
I think it's the other way. I think it's Tibbs. My theory is I think they're looking to be blown away by somebody who's going to be better than Tit. But also, I think these interviews can serve, again, as a relationship builder. Just like draft workouts can be that way. You never know who you might come across down the road. Maybe some of these guys may get considered as staff position. So I don't think it hurts to expand the search and talk to different people.
It doesn't end. And thanks for reminding me in the chat. Miller came from the Spurs coaching tree too.
Mike Miller came from the Spurs. Well, so I don't think he'll get it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll get it. I think he may be kept on. I'll still go with Tibbs as the favorite based on what we're hearing with Atkinson closing.
Probably the most likely scenario.
I think that's right.
I wish it was Swift maybe, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah. I really want to go development first, but
we have to. Absolutely have to.
And when I say development, I mean development coaches.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how it goes. So Begley had said that he doesn't expect to debate until maybe the end of this month. We'll see. Maybe we're getting closer. The Jackson High was certainly disappointed, JLs, because out of all these names, there is no more Jackson.
Every time I post on Instagram, I always have one person go, it's not Mark Jackson, I don't get it.
Yeah, forget all these guys.
Forget all these guys. Who, what? I don't see Mark Jackson. Every time they see another name, another coach's name, they just get pissed.
Listen, man.
More and more pissed.
Don't fire the messengers, JLs. We told them.
We didn't think
Mark was going to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't want this to get considered. I thought that when they interviewed him 2 years ago, I thought that was
just... I truly believe that he's ever seriously being considered. He brought him to that.
Exactly. They're not even fake.
No, they're not fake.
They fake giving the job to Mike Brown.
That's right. Yeah. Sorry, Jack. All right, man. Sorry, man. And so to Mark, man. You lost your mind recently.
Oh, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Let's salute some super chat sales. Alan Berman sends us a super chat. He says, I still want to see this man put hands on Tim Thomas. Referring to Kmart. He still wants to see Kmart and Tim Thomas go at it.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Kmart
was over that. He was over that for Gates.
His face did not. He was dead serious.
Yeah, he was like, ah.
Like, I still got beat.
Yeah.
If I see this kid in LA, it's
over.
Yeah,
on so, salute to Ignacio Lobregat. Ignacio, what's going on? I saw a guy on Twitter. He says, CP and J. Ellis, iconic, like patch D-pads, doing real work for the fans, holding it down with great energy. Ignacio, definitely appreciate it. And appreciate everybody in the chat for supporting us. Hit that thumbs up button, you boys. All right, let's close it out, J. Ellis. Let's go to Bo from NYC. Let's weigh in on the coaching search. Bo, how you feeling, man? Yo, Bo.
Hello?
Bo, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, brother?
Good, man.
All right, speak on it. What's up? We talking about the coaches?
Yeah, I thought you wanted to talk about the coaches. No. What do you think?
Well, I think honestly, man, if we're going to go with an older group like CP3, maybe a Melo and a Kevin Love, then Tibbs would be great. You know, but if they're going to keep it with a young movement, then I'll probably go with, you know, Kenny Atkinson or at least, you know, give Becky Hammon a try.
Okay. Post on his hat in the Becky. Two callers for the Becky hat.
I threw up any
sale.
Two of them out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good on that. I'm all the way good on that. I'm all the way out. But, I mean, you heard it as a potential. You know, I think that was like a potential. But, appreciate the call, Bo. Yeah, good on Kevin. Matt? Well, hey, you know, Becky, we haven't heard her name in the running. StatCast and Dell Chapman asking about StatCast. I haven't heard about StatCast either. And so, let's see what happens, man.
Who knows? Who's coming out? Who's just flying? You never know.
Never know.
It's going to happen tomorrow, man. Never know. So,
yeah, man. But once again, everybody, definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Another solid production, JL. Salute to K-Mob for joining us. Appreciate all the insights, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Dale, I'm going to switch it over to you, guys, and close out. All
right. Salute. Yo. New episode of Nick Time Show is coming soon. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. We recorded a whole episode, audio went bad, had to be recorded. So stay tuned for the next episode dropping today or two on YouTube.com/Nick Time Show.